Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now with a look at this health headline. Large genetic study paves way for new treatment of a broad range of mental illnesses. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
Is this exciting to you or not?
This is definitely exciting. This is a huge study, the largest done so far, published in The Lancet, where they looked at 33,000 patients and 27,000 controls and looked at their genomes. These were people that had autism, major depressive disorder, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and ADHD. And interestingly, they found that there was a common element to each of these disorders, that they actually exist on the same spectrum, Steve, that there are specific functions in the brain mediated by these particular genes that in this case sort of regulate the flow of calcium in the nerves. And all that happens is that there are little gates or doors that will allow calcium to enter a nerve or not. And it's this dysfunction or damage to some of these calcium channels, as they're called, that seem to lead to variations of these diseases. So in other words, what they're saying, Steve, is that autism and schizophrenia, for example, or autism and ADHD, all are on a same line. Depending where you fall on this line is a result of some of these genetic changes. And what they're saying is because of this, instead of being using description to try and diagnose psychiatric illness, you may be able to start using the actual function of the body or the underlying disease process as a means of treating it and finding new treatments for these particular conditions.
Wow. How far off do they think that'll be?
Well, this, again, is a very large study, so they know the channels that are being affected. They know what calcium channels are being affected. We already have calcium channel blockers that are used to treat heart disease, so you're really looking at variations of these type of blockers to see if they're going to be effective, and they're likely going to start using what already exists as a means of seeing the results. So you're probably and they've already been approved for human use, so you're bypassing a lot of those other areas. So likely you're going to see stuff happen relatively quickly in studies to see if this actually makes a difference and any variations of these medications that might actually help these people.
Okay, thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.